Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zoi Chedafayin, Ruziva Kagun, Bekarav Mamesh. Now this Perek deals with all forms of interest. Certain transactions are also Midaraisa and others only Midarabanan. Now we're going to say there are multiple terms for interest. The name of the Perek Neshach is one, and it means biting. The lender is biting the borrower by charging interest. And we're going to have various forms of the same word, Tarbis, Marbis, and more famously, Ribis. This is usually the word that's used, and these all come from the word Rabba, to increase. When interest is charged, the lender has an increase in his possessions, and often Ribis is not expressed in your classic lender-borrower scenario. It comes out during a trade or sale of goods. Now, there are multiple lavim for this iser, showing how chamur it is, and something unique to Ribis is that there's not only an iser on the lender to charge it, there's also an iser on the borrower to pay it. We don't say that since the borrower agreed, it's okay. It's not okay even for the borrower. Now, in general, any form of gain could technically be interest, and this would include surcharges, delayed payments, discounts, and the like, although it is important to note that Ribis is da'iraisa when it's a halva, a loan, whereas da'rabanan when it's a sale. As that being said, let's begin. Ezu neshech vezu tarbis. What's neshech and what's tarbis? We have these two different terms, and neshech is used to describe the isra d'iraisa, and tarbis is used to describe the isra d'rabanan. So when is it that we say this, and when is it that we say that? The answer is, ezu neshech, hamal v'sel b'chamisha denarim. If a person lends a sella on condition that he's paid back 5 denarim, we know that a sella is 4 denarim, and he says, I'm going to lend you a sella, but you have to pay me back 5. Or, shosayim chitin b'shalosh. A person lends 2 saw of wheat with a stipulation that he has to be paid back 3 saw, that's aser, b'mineshu neshech, because he's biting the other person. He's taking from him more than he received. As we just said, this is called de'oiraisa because it's a borrower-lender situation. Now, vezu tarbis, what's a case of tarbis? This is ribis drabanon because it comes out in the case of a sale, hamar bebepeiros. Someone increases his profits through a sale of produce. Another way of calling this is psika alpeiros. It's a pre-arranged deal for produce. Ketzad, what's the situation? Lakachemenu chitim bedinar zav hakar v'chein ashar. A fellow purchased wheat for a dinar zav per kar. And that was the going rate. That's what the shar is. That's the market value. Basically, 25 silver denarim for a kar of wheat. And he didn't receive his wheat yet. And what happened? Amdu chitin b'shalashim denarim. Now the value of wheat went up and it's 30 denarim. When he paid for it, it was 25 and he didn't receive it yet. Now it's worth 30. Amar lai, so the buyer tells the seller, tell me chita, give me my wheat, shani retzel makhrim v'likach ben yayin. I want to sell it, get my 30 denarim and buy some wine with it. So Amar lai, the seller told the buyer, harei chita chasu yisalai b'shalashim denarim. Your wheat to me is like 30 denarim. In other words, let's treat the wheat that I owe you as a 30 dinar loan. It's like a borrowed 30 dinarim from you, and now I owe you that 30 dinarim. Varei lecha etzli b'hen yayin, and now they're to me wine. In other words, I'm going to give you 30 dinarim worth of wine instead of giving you a full kar of wheat. Now, up until this point, there's no problem with ribis, and if he actually gives him 30 dinarim worth of wine, that would be okay. However, here's the issue: v'yayin ein loy. Right now, the seller doesn't have any wine, and we're afraid that by the time the seller gets around to giving the buyer the wine, the price of wine is going to increase, and it turns out that we have ribis here. The seller, so to speak, borrowed 30 denarim from the buyer, and he's going to be giving him more than 30 denarim worth of merchandise, and that would be an issue of ribis. Again, since this is coming out through Mekach HaMemker and it wasn't pre-arranged, this is ribis drabanon, but it's still an issue. Moving on to Mishnah Beis with more ribis issues. Hamavis chaveroi, if a person lends his friend money, lo yodar b'chatzayir chinam, he's not allowed to live in his courtyard for free. The lender is not allowed to live in the borrower's courtyard for free, because that's considered receiving more than his loan. Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, and Shimon lets Reuven stay in his Airbnb for free. That means he's receiving $1,000 back from Shimon, and this added benefit of living in the Airbnb for free, that's considered ribis. Furthermore, he's not allowed to even rent from him for a cheaper than normal price, mipneshu ribis, because this is a ribis, this is an increase. Another case of ribis drabanon, the Mishnah tells us, marben al schar ve'in marben al mecher. One is allowed to increase the cost of rent, but he's not allowed to increase the cost of a sale. Kate, I was an example of this. So let's say hiskel is chatzeroi, Reuven's renting his chatzer to Shimon, v'amrlein, he tells him, im me'achshav atonoisen li, if you're going to pay me all of the rent in advance, it's going to cost you only 10 slime per year. But if you're going to pay me every single month, it's going to cost you a full sella per month. Mutter, that's not a problem. It's perfectly mutter. That's because no money is chayv right now. He's only chayv to pay rent at the end of the month, for example. And therefore, even though he has to pay more money, if he's going to pay monthly as opposed to paying everything up front right now, there's no issue of ribis because he's only chayv to pay later on. Whereas machar le'asodeyu, let's say he's selling him his field, and he tells him, if you pay me right now for everything, I'll sell it to you for 1,000 zoz. But if you're going to wait to pay me after the gairen, meaning after you harvest the produce and you thresh it and you sell it, and then you're going to get a hold of funds to pay me, then you have to pay me 12 monet, which is 1,200 zoz. Usser, this is usser, because right now when he's selling the field is when he's chayv to pay. And if he doesn't pay right now, that's like a halva. It's like he's taking 1,000 zoz loan, and later on, if he's paying 1,200 zoz, that's ribis. That's taking 1,000 zuz loan, paying 1,200. So this is a case of of Mar Ben Al-Mecher, which is Usser. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet. More scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.